Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Thursday, November 7th, 2019. We have 17 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have northeast winds, 5 to 10 knots. So those easterly winds are back in the forecast and have been during this period of nice weather that we've been having. Wind waves from the northeast, 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells, 4 feet at 13 seconds. So we have these northeast winds, west swells. They're opposing one another out at sea. And so that could bring some confused sea activity where the water kind of sloshes around a bit, but the waves are small enough that it shouldn't be a real problem for mariners out there. And today we're going to talk about a phenomenon of heavy winds that happens at the bottom of the world. And before I was, when I did a little promo for this, I was referring to the roaring 40s, the furious 50s, and the screaming 60s. These are latitudes that happen at the bottom of the world, below the major continents. Well, Antarctica is down there, but between the bottom of South America and say, for instance, here in our neck of the woods on the world, in the bottom of South America and Antarctica, that's part of the Southern Ocean, which extends around the bottom of the world, an area of uninterrupted ocean where the winds just howl, and those numbers refer to latitudes. So we're going to talk about that and how that has been a part of world trade for many years because those fast winds allow ships to travel quickly when they're in the age of sail. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule with ships that are not sailing in the traditional sense. They're using engines to get around. But they are the cargo ships of today. And so we have one inbounder arriving from Tacoma, headed for Portland. She is a car carrier, the Grand Choice. She's got Hyundais on board, and she will pass Astoria in the evening. So our only arrival so far today, things can always change, is in the evening. 7:30 probably in Portland by about 1:30 in the morning tomorrow, and has brand new cars on board. So very high-sided ship, although coming in after dark, so you may not be able to see much of her except her running lights going by. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have 7 ships. They're all awaiting orders, and I think they're all wheat ships. The Graeca Universalis, the Agios Scotus, the Outrider, the Wise Young, the Theodore Oldendorf, the Equinox Agnandusa, and the Marietta. This time of year. So we've seen the ship numbers creep up since the locks were fixed. And it's sort of at the Bonneville Dam locks were fixed. They were cracked and closed. And so it just shows you how the shipping that we see here is a part of a worldwide commerce chain. And when any part of that chain gets interrupted, it can really slow things down. And so for a while, wheat was not coming down the Columbia on barges, tugs and barges, to Portland and Vancouver and other places where it could be put on ships. And so that caused our ship numbers to dwindle for a bit, and now they're back up again now and a lot of the ships that are coming in here now are wheat ships. And our outbounders, the Ultra Esterhazy, is leaving Vancouver. She is leaving around 8 a.m., probably about 6 hours later. We'll pass Astoria outbound. The Rhea is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board around 9 a.m. So, 3 o'clock this afternoon, you might see her outbound. The Buenaventura is leaving Longview from the Weyerhaeuser salt docks. That's industrial salt. Leaving around 9 a.m., so maybe around 12:30 past Astoria outbound. The Santa Serena is leaving Longview. Logs on board there, I think. Leaving around 12:30, so about 3.5 hours later past Astoria outbound. The Orange River is leaving Vancouver. Bentonite clay on board, which is an industrial clay that is used to pull sediment out of liquids. It's also used for kitty litter, which is very fun to say, but it's also just a very wide industrial uses, including clarifying wine. The ATB Commitment is leaving Portland with, she's an articulated tug and barge rig with refined petroleum on board, leaving around 4 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around maybe 10 o'clock tonight. The Teal Bulker, whose foghorn I heard coming in earlier this week, I believe, is now leaving Kalama with wheat on board at about 4 p.m. She could pass Astoria outbound then at about 9 p.m. outbound. The Derby is leaving Kalama, corn, soy, or wheat there around 11 p.m. So early in the morning tomorrow, she'll pass Astoria outbound along with the Pictor, which also has wheat on board out of Kalama at about the same time. Let's talk about the roaring 40s, the furious 50s, and the screaming 60s. And as I said earlier, this is not about how old you are, even though as a person in her 60s, I have reason to scream a lot lately. This is about conditions on the bottom of the earth, around the waters around Antarctica. So in the past, these winds shaped the shipping routes that were used for trade in the age of when cargo ships were sail-powered, they went down to catch these winds to go quickly around the world. And they are famous for being, well, here's the old sailor saying about this part of the world, about these latitudes. Below 40 degrees south, there is no law. And below 50 degrees south, there is no God. That's an old sailor saying, because the winds are so tempestuous and so difficult in the Southern Ocean that they are just notorious for being very dangerous. So I'm going to read you something from something from NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, about this part of the world. And part of the reason why this is so dangerous is because there's a term called fetch in the maritime realm, which is a long stretch of open ocean over which the wind can blow, and the longer the fetch, the greater the winds and the higher the waves. So in the Southern Ocean area, there are just thousands of miles of uninterrupted ocean where the winds can just howl and raise those waves way up and cause difficult conditions. The northern latitudes in those same numbers don't have that issue, partly because there's land in the way. There are those continents that are blocking. And even so, the weather that we get here coming in across the Pacific is pretty difficult. But down there on that bottom part of the world, the land is not there to moderate those winds. So during the Age of Sail, which was the 15th to 19th centuries, these strong prevailing winds at the bottom of the world propelled ships across the Pacific, often at breakneck speed. You've heard me say that clipper ships could reach 17 knots. Part of that reason is that they were sailing in some really big winds, not everywhere in the world, but certainly in this part of the world, which is so many strong winds were there. Nevertheless, sailing west into heavy seas and strong headwinds could take weeks, especially around Cape Horn, a very notorious place at the southern tip of South America, making it one of the most treacherous sailing passages in the world. The roaring 40s take shape as warm air near the equator rises and moves toward the poles. Warm air moving poleward on both sides of the equator is the result of nature trying to reduce the temperature difference between the equator and at the poles by creating uneven heating from the sun. So that's part of how we get wind, is that there's pressure, there's heat. In one place, it's trying to equalize, and the air rushes from one place to another. This process sets up global circulation cells of air, which are responsible for global scale wind patterns. And so this is why in this bottom of the world, where there really are no obstructions in the ocean to stop the wind, the wind can just be extraordinary. The roaring 40s may be fierce, 10 degrees south or even stronger. Gale force winds called the furious 50s, and 10 degrees south of that lie the screaming 60s. And there are sailing races. There's one called the Vendée Globe, where sailors go down into these treacherous waters in sailboats and sail around the world. And it's a kind of a race where, 17 boats start and 3 finish. And seriously, because people's boats get dismasted, their boats get rolled over, terrible things happen, and people still go and do it for the adventure of it. But New Zealand is an area that is in that part of the world. And one of the cities in New Zealand, Wellington, the capital, is one of the rare few cities to be located within these latitudes. Nicknamed Windy Welly, the city is indeed incredibly windswept, with gusts averaging around 70 knots. That's a lot of wind. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.